It is that time of year. It's June 1st, which means the first half of 2021 is done, and now we are officially in the second half. And if this doesn't freak you out, then you are doing pretty all right. If you're anything like me, though, you might be thinking, oh God, the year is 50% of the way through, and I'm only 20% of the way through my goals, which means I'm not good enough as a person, which means I'll never have the life I want, which means I'll die with regrets, and oh God, it's all just too much, isn't it? And if that freak out about time passing sounds familiar, then you're watching the right video. Friggin' June. So what I'm gonna do with this video is share a journaling exercise that I'm using at the moment to recalibrate my life. I'd recommend this if you're looking for a bit of a reset, if you wanna reassess your goals and priorities and get your life back on track in the second half of 2021. As always, two quick disclaimers, the first of which is I'm doing this for the second half of 2021, but this could be done at any point in your life. Could be done in 2045, unless of course the robots kill us all. And it could be done just generally whenever you need a reset. You can just tailor the questions to yourself. You'll figure it out. You're clever. The second disclaimer is that this is just what's worked for me. I'm not an expert, I'm just some dude with a YouTube channel. So if it doesn't work for you, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you're not gonna get your life back on track. I'm sure you will, because you're freaking amazing. Look at ya. Seriously. So this getting your life back on track journaling exercise has 11 steps, and you can either write them out in your notebook, or I've created a worksheet which is on my website, and there'll be a link in the description so you can follow that and do that. Otherwise, just write them out. Cool, alrighty, let's go. Yeah. Step one. Empty your head. What I mean by this is vomiting every single thought that you could ever have or are having onto a blank page. Something like this. I am skeptical that this technique will work. If you're skeptical that this technique will work, start there. That can be your first thought. And just keep writing until your head is emptied onto the page. Now, I recommend this for this exercise, but I also massively recommend it when you start any journaling session. And honestly, if you can incorporate this into your day-to-day life, if you're like me, you'll see massive improvements to your mental health. The reason that we're doing this is to give our head a bit more space to process stuff, because your head is a computer that can process things, not a storage locker in which to keep excess thoughts. The page, however, is a terrific storage system. It's like a great cupboard for head noise. And what you'll find is that some of your thoughts are gonna find it hard to exist in two places at once. And once they're down on the page, they'll look trivial when you can actually see them, as opposed to feeling scary and vague and terrifying in your head. If you're looking for a guide, I recommend writing at least 3 pages. Step 2, bring up your goals from the start of the year. So for this, you wanna divide that next page into 2 columns. And in the first column, you write the goals that you had 6 months ago. If you didn't set any, just write what you thought you wanted 6 months ago. And then maybe a little footnote as to why you think you didn't set any concrete goals. You don't need to beat yourself up here. You might've just been busy. Mine were... Oh God. Mine were to be flexible, strong, and completely sober, to make 52 videos that actually help and impact people, to make an animated show and try sell it, to get married, and to finish a big secret project, which was the book. As you do write these in, you'll probably notice that you've hit a few or partially hit a few and that you've also missed a few. In my case, the goal that stands out is I wanted to make 52 videos, which means I should have made 26 by now, but I've only made 10 by now, so. Whoops. Now, it's also extremely likely that if you did set goals in January, they were probably quite audacious and lofty, and that some of them have been missed massively. Don't feel any shame about this. This is totally normal, and it just means that you're dreaming big. Step 3, write down what you actually did in the first half of the year. So on the left column, we got the goals we set 6 months ago. Now on the right column, we're gonna write down what actually happened, what we actually did. If you did hit any of those goals, or if something came in the way of those goals, try pair them up horizontally so you can just compare them. For example, 52 videos, I'll say 10 videos. But for the book, I'll say, yep, I actually finished that. That was pretty cool. You might find that you had some time dedicated to one particular goal, like for example, the animated pilot we wanted to make, and what took that time was a completely different animated pilot that we made for a network, and that's so fine. And it's extremely likely that you'll notice that there are things in that right column that you just could not have predicted. For example, something in that right column for me was, and I won't go into this in too much detail because it's a bit personal, but my mum got in a freak mountain biking accident a little while ago, so me and Felicity flew to New Zealand to go help her out and just set up her house and to sort of help her start her recovery. The point that I'm making here and the reason that we're writing these down is just to recognize that life is messy and unpredictable, and sometimes things just happen that are totally out of our control. So with these two columns written down and the comparisons plain as day, it's time for step 4. Step 4, assess why you hit some goals and not others. You can journal on this any way you want to. I usually do a stream of consciousness followed by a list, and my list boils down to these 3 reasons. For the goals I missed, 1, something urgent or unpredictable came up and took the time. 2, my system to get things done was suboptimal. Or 3, my priorities changed. The reason that I hit goals boils down to, I really cared about them and I put in the time and effort. 2, I've been practicing way more discipline this year. And 3, the pain of not doing it was greater than the pain of doing it. Step 5, write down your ideal second half of the year and why you want it. Dream big. I seriously mean that. Do not compromise as you write these down. Just do the absolute ideal scenario. Everything goes your way, it's all good. But one caveat that I will put is make sure that you focus on things you can control. For example, yeah, sure, I'd love a million subscribers by the end of the year. That'd be freaking amazing. But I can't control that. The only things I can control is how many videos I make and what goes into those videos. So instead I'd say, I wanna make 20 videos. Then what you do is you pair it with a motive, a reason that you want this goal. So my reason might be, I wanna make all those videos because it makes other people understand themselves better. And that makes me feel like I've done something and I kind of respect myself a little bit more. Like I said, dream big here and try to get a big list. And don't worry if it's too big, because that's what we're gonna refine now. Step 6, order the goals in terms of importance. What we're trying to do here is create a hierarchy of goals. What is the most important for us to hit and then followed by the rest. And the reason that we're trying to do this is because, like I said, time is super unpredictable. And if something does come up and you can only hit one or two of those goals, then it's so reassuring to know that you're hitting the goals that you have defined as the most important to you. Think of it as insurance for your own time to say that if you do get less time, you're at least spending it wisely. So now that you've ordered your goals, it is time for step 7. Who would you have to be in order to complete these? This section is about identity and about questioning who you think you are. And the reason that we're doing this is because you've probably heard of that thing, which is like people trying to quit smoking. If someone says, I'm trying to quit smoking, they're much more likely to keep smoking. But if somebody identifies as, oh, I'm not a smoker, they're way more likely to quit smoking because it's linked to their identity. And humans by and large have a very strong tendency to act in accordance with who they say they are. So in this section, you want to write what you'd have to believe about yourself in order to hit the goals. I'd recommend writing it down as an identity, like a noun, like a person, and I'd recommend using really exciting words, which, it's gonna feel corny. It's gonna feel super duper corny, but no one's watching you, so just do it. Trust me. I'll go first and we can all cringe. Mine is artist, athlete, and entrepreneur making the world a more compassionate and wacky place. Swipe up for ebook. Step 8. Create a system where you can realistically hit these goals. By law, all self-improvement YouTube videos have to include at least one quote from James Clear. Mine is, you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. So therefore, make a good system. Haha! I think what a good system comes down to is things like having a routine, either a daily or a weekly or a fortnightly routine in order to get stuff done, or breaking things up into their smaller tasks and then breaking those tasks into habits. Rules as well, create good systems. So if you're trying to lose weight, you might say, well, I just don't buy junk food. I don't know who said it, but it's that thing about it's harder to eat one Dorito than zero Doritos, so don't bring it into your house. That would be a system. If your goal is to write a book, you might say, every morning I wake up and write one page a day. That would also be a system, and it would get stuff done. The thing that I think is most important here is to make the systems for when you're at your weakest, not at your strongest. So it's really easy to think that you will always have all the energy, perfect health, and you'll just be killing it. It's those days where you wake up at friggin' 4:30 a.m. because you're a lion who's gonna attack the day. Those are anomalies. Make your system for when things are a little bit tough. Not super tough, but just not easy. And then scale up from there on your good days. Otherwise, you're just setting yourself up for future guilt and shame of not hitting it. And you want things to be a little bit easy at the start so you can develop those habits. Step 9, how will you stick to the plan when things get tough? Things are inevitably gonna suck. It's just what happens. But in my opinion, success isn't determined by how well you can operate when things are good. I think anybody can do good when things are good. It's how well you can stick to the plan when things are really tricky. My answers to this question are, I use accountability partners where I screenshot my to-do list, send it to a friend, and then say, this is what I'm doing today. And then my pathetic desire to brag to my friend kicks in and I need to complete that list. I've heard of people who want to try wake up really early. So what they'll do is they'll schedule a career ruining tweet to go out at 6 a.m. So they know that they have to wake up at like 5:50 in order to deschedule it. And once they've done that, they're up. I do not play with fire like that, and I will not be doing that in my life. But if you like pressure and adrenaline from the get, give it a shot, I guess. Another one might just be temptation bundling. If you like watching YouTube and you want to develop the habit of running, maybe you start to only watch videos while you're on the treadmill. Step 10, why do you deserve this improvement? This is arguably the most important question in the journaling exercise because it relates to self-worth. And if you are somebody who struggles with self-worth, then I would recommend so highly in answering this question and pushing past all of those negative voices and trying to fill an entire page with reasons. If you're struggling to come up with reasons, a cool thought experiment is to put yourself in a very supportive friend's shoes and write from their perspective as to why you deserve these changes. Once again, if you're like me, it will feel unnatural, but it is so, so important. Step 11, take the first step right now. Sure, we all know by now that discipline is way better than inspiration, but I think inspiration still has a purpose, and that is to open a window, which is kind of gravity time to shut at some point. And videos like this hopefully can open that window, but it's your job to go through that and start the discipline chain. Less metaphorically, what I'm talking about is taking actionable steps. So one of them might have been to literally journal. So if you haven't journaled, if you just watched this video like it's a normal video, which I assume most of you did, I'd recommend literally starting to journal and pushing past that thing that wants to watch whatever the next video is. It's tempting and as potentially life-changing as it may be, and literally pick up the journal and create that first action. If you have journaled and you're looking for the first action that you can do before that window closes, it's probably gonna be something that's related to whatever was at the top of your list in question six. So if your number one goal was to roller skate around Australia and you don't even own roller skates, your first step would be to buy the roller skates. The first step is usually not more self-improvement content, which is kind of a bitter pill to swallow if you quite enjoy this stuff. It's gonna be some sort of action. But once you start the inertia, it gets easier and easier and easier. The trick is to start. And there it is, the 11 steps that I like to use to recalibrate, reset my life, and get it back on track. Like I said, if you want a worksheet, I've got one. There's a link in the description. Or if you just want to write it in your notebook, you'll get the same effect. It doesn't matter. It's more like, I just want to help. That said, let me know what other topics you want me to cover on this channel. Subscribe if you're new, and have an amazing day. Good luck with the journaling. Catch ya.